Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, keeping the spirit of Christmas all year round, episode number 7. Dr. David Jeremiah said, in God's sight, is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Whenever we rediscover the simplicity of his love and bow down in thankfulness and worship, where we are and whatever our circumstances, this is Daniel White III here to encourage you to keep the spirit of Christmas alive in your heart all year long. Not just around the holiday season, in celebration of the greatest gift mankind has ever and will ever receive, the Savior born in a manger, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our verse from the Word of God today about Christmas is Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and this is a passage. We read the entire chapter every Christmas in our family, and we've done it now for many, many years, over 30 years, I believe, which says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Our featured quote on Christmas today is from an anonymous source. He said, the festive lights and the gifts and the ornaments are fine, but they are only a setting for the real jewel, the birth of a baby, Jesus Christ, that marked the descent of God Himself to mankind. That's where the true meaning of Christmas lies. Our song about Christmas today is one of my favorites, and certainly one of the favorites of my children, especially when they were little. This, I think, was their favorite. We Three Kings of Orient Are, penned by John H. Hopkins Jr. in 1857. Its lyrics are as follows. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. The refrained, and this is the part they love so much. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and the skies. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help your people to keep the spirit of Christmas all year round. We thank you so much for coming down to save our wretched souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, help every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, even those who are religious but not truly saved, open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and destroy their pride and help them to believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ, today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you. Allow me to show you how you can be saved from the hell that we all deserved. We all deserve, and have a home in heaven. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, in the Holy Bible, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet or preacher in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell and warned us of hell more than he did, more than he preached about heaven. Hell is a very real place, and that's why I'm sharing this with you, to warn you of the wrath to come, of the hell to come upon you if you don't trust Christ as Savior. Here are some people who will go to hell from Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 in the Holy Bible. "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13. Romans 10:9-13 in the Holy Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved from hell today and saved to heaven by trusting in Christ, please repeat after me what we call the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I know that I have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after and coveted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I have also dishonored and disrespected my parents and disobeyed my parents and many other sins. I know I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, therefore, please forgive me of my sins. As I now believe, the best way that I know how, on your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive your free gift of salvation. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and rising again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life for the rest of my life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Until next time, my beloved, remember to stay in the Christmas spirit all year around.